South Korean and US troops raised their alert level today to the highest level since 2006. The increased level came after North Korea announced its truce with the Allied forces and threatened to strike any ships trying to intercept its vessels. The move was a sign of heightened tensions on the peninsula following the North's nuclear test and its firing of a series of short-range missiles earlier this week. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has warned of consequences for the North's actions, but it remained unclear what action the UN Security Council would take. While the Security Council considers its next step, the UN's World Food Programme, with the permission of Pyongyang, is preparing to offer a massive operation of food assistance to remote areas in North Korea. WFP Asia spokesperson Paul Risley says that the recent political tensions are having a grave impact on the North Korean people who've been suffering from a food crisis.
The difficulty simply is getting donors to essentially separate the very pressing humanitarian concerns from what is a very negative political climate. The political tensions could not be worse than they are right now. Things are very difficult. But the reality on the ground in DPRK, or the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the humanitarian situation for families that do not have enough food this year, for them, that's what is truly the hardest hit by these current tensions. By our own estimates, because of a combination of different factors, including a relatively poor harvest in the past year, there are a larger number of more vulnerable and hungry people in DPRK in this year than there have been in previous years. Probably something close to 6 to 7 million people are believed to be food insecure. That is hungry, that they will have difficulty knowing where the food that will be their next meal for they or their families will come from.